Thank you, Aman. On behalf of DAM Capital, we welcome you to the Q3 FY 2021 earnings call for Welspun Enterprises. From the management side, we have with us Mr. Sandeep Garg, Managing Director and CEO, and Mr. Akhil Jindal, Group CFO and Head of Strategy. We'll start with an update from the management for the past quarter and then proceed to the Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Mohit. Good morning, everyone. Good day, ladies and gentlemen. On behalf of Welspun Enterprises Limited, I welcome you all for the Q3 FY 2021 results con call. I hope that you, your family, and colleagues are well and are continuing to take necessary safety measures. On this call, from the management side, we have myself and Mr. Akhil Jindal. I believe you would have already gone through the financial results published yesterday. Before we go into the details of this quarter, let me quickly start with key recent developments. First, we have received orders worth 1,100 crores in EPC segment by UP State Water and Sanitation Mission, Namami Gange and Rural Water Supply Department. Second, our Gagalhari, Saharanpur, Yamunanagar GSY HAM project worth 1,352 crores received PCOD during the last quarter. Meanwhile, we at Welspun are taking extreme precaution and highest standards of hygiene and safety are being practiced by our staff across all our locations and in order to create awareness and protect our employees. Additional efforts have been implemented to make sure that our workforce remains safe. We are following the additional guidelines as per the center and the respective state and governments with respect to office attendance policies for our employees for their safety and well-being. I would now want to cover the operational performance. Our revenue in Q3 FY 2021 is down 17% year-on-year. This is primarily due to two reasons. One, the NGT ban and the farmer agitation impacting our Mukarba Chowk Panipat Road project. The NGT ban is now removed. Secondly, due to the forest clearances of files for the Amaravati project. I would want to clarify that the land acquisition is not the issue for Amaravati project. It is the permission to enter into the forest area, which is pending, which is holding down substantial work front. In spite of our revenue going down, our operating EBITDA margin is at 11.4%, up by 23 basis points year-on-year. Operationally, we are trying to be as efficient as we can be. Our revenue in nine-month FY 2021 is down by 31% year-on-year basis, primarily because of the loss of revenue that we incurred in the Q1 of FY 2021. You will recall that in the Q1 of FY 2021, we lost a revenue equivalent to about 350 crores. I would also want to say that this farmer agitation continues to adversely impact us, and it shall impact our revenue projections for FY 2021 because one of our major road projects, that is the Mukarba Chowk Panipat, is right at the epicenter of this agitation. The impact of forest clearances on Amaravati project will be known once the forest clears the file, which are currently pending in the Mantralaya of Maharashtra state. I would want to now move on and talk about some good news. So I would want to inform you that we have a recent inflow of an order of EPC in our water segment. With this, our foray into water segment has now started yielding results. And we have contracted, we have been awarded a contract of 1,100 crores. The award is to the joint venture led by Westcon Enterprises, where we are 74% owner, and our joint venture partner, Kaveri Infra Projects Limited, Hyderabad, is owning 26%. This joint venture with Kaveri is empaneled by the UP authorities for next 2 years for award of contracts on EPC basis. The above contract of 1,099 villages includes survey, design, preparation of DPR, construction, commissioning, and operation and maintenance for 10 years of rural water supply. I would want to clarify this, our forecast of 1,100 crores excludes the O&M period of 10 years. This is only the EPC contract. I would also want to inform that this empanelment is of 2 years, and this is the first tranche of order. We expect more to come in following days. Now I would want to update about the road portfolio. As you know, our current HAM portfolio stands at 7 projects with a total value of approximately 10,000 crores. In addition, we have a BOOT project of about 2,100 crores. So the total portfolio of road stands at 12,000 crores as of now. The current order book unexecuted along with this EPC order stands at approximately 5,350 crores. I would now want to brief the specific on each road project. First, I would want to cover Delhi Meerut Expressway Package 1. Happy to inform that the fifth annuity of which was receivable in January 21 has already been received on the stipulated date. Second project I would want to brief is Chitmalpur Ganeshpur and Roorkee Chitmalpur Gagalheri, CGRG. You would recall that we had received the PCOD for same on 5th of August 2020, and the first annuity is due in February 2021. We would be applying for the same on an appointed, on the targeted date. The third project is Gagalheri Saharanpur Yamunanagar. As I have told, that we received the PCOD of the same in the last quarter on 31st of October 2020, and the first annuity will be due in April 2021. Coming to the ongoing under construction road projects, I would want to cover the package AM2 or Maharashtra Amravati project from PWD of Maharashtra. The physical progress of the project is about 78% at the end of Q3 FY21. The payment from Maharashtra PWD pertaining to the third milestone, that is the 50%, has been received except for taxes. We have also billed this fourth milestone, which is due at 75%. We are targeting to achieve the PCOD in the current financial year for this project. The next project that I would want to cover is Chikili-Tarsaur. The physical progress of this project is about 74% at the end of Q3 FY21. And we are likely to achieve the PCOD for this project during the current financial year. So just I want to recap that these five projects, we will have a completion or operational projects by the current financial year end. So out of total 7 projects, 5 projects will become operational, valued at about 6,200 crores from the portfolio of 12,000 crores. Coming to the balance portfolio, I would want to now cover the Antas Samaria. As you would recall, this is a primarily a road project with approaches of about 800 kilometers. The work completed at the end of December 2020 is about 23%. The project has faced certain delays due to large value change order, which will be an EPC contract on this project of approximately 350 crores, which is under discussion with NHAI. The project is impacted because of this change order impacting almost 30% of the work front of the available. And we expect that this resolution of this change order should come within this financial year. We have received the first payment of first milestone, as you would recall, which was due at 10%. The second project that I would want to brief is Satanathapuram Nagapattinam or SNRP project. The appointed date for this project was received on 5th of October 2020 with 4-lane road, which was as per the bid, but the bid and which has 6-lane structure, which have now been changed to 4-lane. The current availability of the land under the 3G is 89%, and the balance land is in advanced stage of acquisition by NHAI. I'm also happy to inform that there was a High Court ruling about environmental clearance for this road project, which was in favor of the local people. However, NHAI agitated the matter in Supreme Court, and Supreme Court had given a verdict on 9th of January 2021, which clearly states that there is no requirement of obtaining the environmental clearance, which was a condition on the appointed date that had been given by the NHAI. So the appointment date of this contract is now fully clear, and we are ready to proceed with the work. I am also happy to inform that the first installment of advance has also been received from NHAI for this project in December 2020. The last project that I would want to brief about in the roads sector is Mukarwa Chowk Panipat Toll Project, which is a tolling project or a BOOT project. Just to recap, we became a concessionaire of the project through a harmonious substitution route. The original project cost of this toll asset is 2,122 crores, out of which 1,593 crores is the balance to be incurred when we took over. At the end of Q3 FY21, the physical progress stands at about 67%, and it is our endeavor to achieve the COD of this for this project in H1 of FY22. I would also want to inform that we have received change orders on this project amounting to 270 crores for construction of additional structures due to the change in conditions and the recent development plans of NHAI in the area. This is an EPC contract for us in addition to the BOOT project. Coming to the infra water project, we have Devas Water Project, which is a supply of water to the industrial area of Devas. The commercial operation of this commenced on 30th of April 2019. For the 9 months, the revenue stands at rupees 7.5 crores and the EBITDA is 3.8 crores. Coming to oil and gas, I would want to brief you about the three areas where some action is going on. One is the Kutch block, or what we call GK1. The ONGC has got an extension to submit its field development plan because of the COVID situation, and the plan is currently under preparation by ONGC. So there is no significant development there. The significant development is on the Mumbai block, where we entered into phase two, and we had started drilling with effect from December 20. And our geological findings are in accordance with what we expected to meet till date. The following this drilling plan of Mumbai block, we will move to the discovered small field block B9, which is an adjoining block to the major block. And we will be drilling its first well post completion of the well that we are drilling in the Mumbai block. Just to recap, the overall GIP for these three blocks is about 0.93 TCF, trillion cubic feet, on a 100% basis. The EOR is expected to be about 70% of this GIIP. Going to the outlook, I would want to inform you that currently there are three open bids on road HAM projects valued at about 3,700 crores. And in water segment, there are four bids of STPs valued at about 12,000 crores, which are yet to open. In terms of the order pipeline, currently there are around 54 HAM projects of NHAI with a total value of approximately 50,000 crores. The company will selectively be targeting to participate bidding on a few of these projects while preserving its threshold return expectation. In addition to these 54 HAM projects, there are 46 EPC projects of NHAI valued at about 36,100 crores. And on these EPC projects, we will be bidding selectively on a few of them. As you may be aware, we bidded for two EPC projects in the last quarter. And on one of the projects, we were opened L2 out of the more than 10 bidders. So we see that in selective basis, there may be an opportunity for us. Apart from NHAI, we are also evaluating certain road HAM projects and BOT projects of in states and municipal agencies where we believe we have a safety of our investment and our revenues are protected. As usual, the company will continue to explore inorganic growth opportunities through a measured evaluation of risk return parameters. We will continue to pursue an asset-light model while focusing on operational excellence and prudent risk management. With this, I would want to hand over the call to Mr. Akhil Jindal for financial highlights.
Yeah, good morning everyone. You would have got a chance to go through the financial numbers. I will just start with the basic numbers. Our revenue was 407 crores in the third quarter. Our operating EBITDA, though a little down, was at, it was a little down than our last year on a 15% YOY basis. But it's totally at around 47 crores. And our operating EBITDA at 11.4%, which is a little higher than the last year's, which was 11.2% in the Q3 FY20. Our cash PAT stands at rupees 34 crores in Q3 FY21. Obviously, all of these numbers have got some impact because of the entity issue and the farmer agitation at Sandeep mentioned. So we believe that many of these numbers would be a spillover from one quarter to another, and perhaps our next quarter and the following quarter would be a lot better than this quarter. I just want to tell you that we have also been very financially prudent in terms of the cash flows and our own balance sheet. So till date, we have invested close to 1449 crores in the road segment and 271 crores in the oil and gas segment. So almost 1700 crore of investment we have made between the road and the oil and gas over the last few years. As of date, our cash balance is stood, and these are the numbers I'm quoting as on 31st December. So the 31st December cash balance stood at 198 crores. So, I mean, you can say 200 crores roughly. And going forward, our equity requirements in HAM and BOOT projects is around 274. So you can imagine that we are fully funded more or less for all the HAM and the BOOT assets. In addition, we have got oil and gas assets investment of 89 crores, and we are making significant progress on the oil and gas side as Sandeep mentioned in the beginning. So, you know, we are more or less fully covered. In addition, we have utilized our short-term loan only to the extent of 99 crores against a limit of 300 crores. So if the need be, we can utilize our short-term limits of CC, CP, WCTL of around 300 crores. And in totality, they are adequately supported by the net current assets. And we have no challenge in terms of our funding of our balance portfolio. Let me also tell you that while we are talking, we are also looking at some divestment. And once the divestment starts, as we are reaching to the stage where four of our projects are almost complete, I mean, three CODs and PCODs we have announced. The fourth one likely to be complete within a few months. So with four projects, our portfolio would be attractive enough for people to really have a serious look at it. And to that extent, we would be looking at the unlocking of value, through recycling of our capital. And I believe that, the company's prudence has also enabled the rating to be AA family, which very few infrastructure company in the country enjoy. I know for L&T for sure, but other than that, not many companies enjoy this kind of a rating. So we have been very, very financially cautious and prudent, both in our bidding as well as in our spending. And that's the result why we are able to finance almost 12,000 crore worth of projects without massively borrowing, or exposing our balance sheet. Our debt equity ratios are very comfortable. We have a equity base of almost 2,000 crores against a debt of around 500 crores, which is including short term, long term, everything. And to that extent, our debt equities are also very well under control. So with this, I believe the prudence of the capital will continue, and we would be selectively bidding, we'll be selectively raising funds. I want to also tell you how the market views our credit rating and the cost of borrowing. The recent CP that we have done, the 98 crores of short term, as I mentioned to you, the recent CPs that we have done had been done at a rate which is as low as 5.1%. So this is something which many few companies in the country are able to enjoy this kind of a rate. And it is clearly a reflective of what our financial credence is in the market. So I think with this, I close my opening comments. If any questions are there, I would open this for the Q&A. And we would be happy to answer each of your questions. We are supported here with our both finance team as well as our operation team. So we would endeavor to answer all of your questions on the call. Should any question remain unanswered, you can always get in touch with our IR team, and we would also make sure that each of your questions get answered promptly. Thank you, and we can open this this floor for the Q&A now. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Anyone who wishes to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The first question is from the line of Rohit Natarajan from Antique Stock. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so thank you for this opportunity. So my first question is more on the Mukarba Chowk project. I see, if I hear it correctly, you have said that it's 67% physical progress. Sequentially, if I recollect it, it was 53% last quarter, and now that's a 14 percentage point jump here in terms of physical progress. So that means the farmer agitation has not exactly weighed in to this execution. May impact the Q4 performance. Is that the right understanding?
So, Rohit, it is not entirely correct. The target revenue that we had from the project was about 300 crores plus. We could achieve only about 200 crores, so we have a loss of about 100 crores in the last quarter, and it continues to impact us in this quarter as well.
Okay. So, and the timing.
Sorry, Rohit, your audio is breaking. Yeah, Rohit, your audio is breaking. We are unable to hear you clearly.
Sure. So now, can you hear me?
Yes.
So earlier we were targeting PCOD by H1 FY22. So what exactly is the situation over there, that timeline, including this 2 billion additional change of scope that you have received?
So the additional change of scope is an EPC contract, Rohit. So that will be treated as an EPC contract. It will impact our tolling, etc. However, our forecast for PCOD and COD in H1 FY22 remains unchanged, assuming that farmer agitation will get resolved in next few. We should be able to make up in the next quarter because we are fully mobilized to expeditiously complete this project.
Sure. Sir, some more portion on the road side, especially you said on the bids that are yet to be opened, close to 34 odd billion amount. Is there any L1 indication at this point in time that you have, or do you want to guide something on the EPC pipeline that you have?
I think, Rohit, it will be premature. We have bid for, all I can say is we have bid for three projects on hand which are still not open. So we cannot predict what will happen as an L1 bidder. So whosoever is there is L1 bidder. So that's what it is. In terms of water, we have four open bids valued at about 12,000 crores, and we expect the results of the same, because those are design bids, the results of the same to be declared within this quarter.
Sure, sir. Finally, on the cash position, if I understand it, has deteriorated even sequentially. But is there a working capital somewhere, you know, being blocked? That is, the you know, receivables are yet to realize payments collection issues that has happened.
No, I think it's business as usual. I'm not I'm not seeing anything material. Obviously there could be some collection minor delays which are regular in business for this EPC nature. But other than that, I don't see any thing. And we are, in fact, as Sandeep mentioned, NHA is very prompt in making the payments. We are getting all our annuity dues. We are also getting all our, milestone payments dues, as we covered in our earlier comment. So I don't think there is major impact. I can think of a little delay on the PWD side from the Maharashtra HAM projects. But those are business as usual. I'm not saying it's any alarming or anything. And you would realize that we have not utilized our working capital limits to its fullest extent. We have, as I mentioned to you, almost 300 crore of fund-based limits, while we have only utilized 98 odd crores of those limits. So I think it's business as usual. I mean, nothing alarming comes in my mind.
Sure, sure. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you. Thanks a lot for this explanation. If there are any questions, I'll get back to the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any participants who wish to ask a question at this time, they may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Nirav Shah from GC Holdings. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, sir, and thanks for the opportunity. So a few questions. Firstly, I believe there would be no revenue contribution from the Tamil Nadu project in Q3. So any unbilled portion over there, and what is our likely guidance considering the execution challenges at two projects? And what would be the guidance for Q4 or FY21?
So the SNRP projects has not contributed in the Q3 to any significant manner in the revenue. But we expect that revenue to start in Q4 from SNRP project for sure. Could you repeat your question?
Yeah, so now what will be the guidance for the full year in terms of execution, and is execution at SNRP project smooth, or are we facing any challenges over there as well, or if you can just tell us?
So I think the guidance, I would be a bit cautious here because of these farmer agitations and things happening. I would want to, only say that the revenue projections that we had told will get adversely impacted. Once this farmer agitation clears up, we would know exactly how the FY21 is going to be at the end. But there is definitely going to be a negative impact.
I think his question is more specific on SNRP. What are the things?
So SNRP, in terms of SNRP, I think we have very little turnover projections at this point in time. It's amounting to about 50 odd crores.
Okay. Okay. And the second question is, in your opening remarks, you mentioned that for another package under the same scheme in UP, you can expect something on some year in the next week in terms of awarding of second package. If you can just elaborate on that comment.
I would want to clarify, Nirav. I said in the coming days, not weeks. So it could be. We are empaneled for 2 years. So the order books can follow between now and 2 years anytime. They are at liberty. The client is at liberty to award between now and 2 years. So depending upon their cash flow management, they would continue to award. So this is the first tranche, and we expect at least, we had initially applied for about 1,750 villages, which is about 1,750 crores projects. The client is entitled to not only award us those 1,750 villages, but additional villages as per the qualification that we have got. So this could expand beyond 1,750 villages as well under the provisions of the contract.
So we are the preferred contractor for this?
There is no preferred contractor. There are multiple contractors who have been empaneled. We are amongst one of them with the required technical capability to execute the works. So there are about 10-12 contractors who have been empaneled. It's a large value exposure. To give you an idea, they're talking about 70,000 villages that need to be completed in next few years, out of which currently the awards are for about 22,000 villages, so out of which we have got about 1,100.
Okay. And this is out of the four, the four STPs are additional projects where the bids are open.
So the four STP projects, right now the technical bids have been opened, which are currently under consideration, evaluation of the authority. We expect that the technical evaluation, we have been pre-qualified for these packages. Three out of the four, we have already pre-qualified. The fourth pre-qualification is being currently evaluated by the client. And once the pre-qualification is done, then only the packet B or the design and engineering packages are open, which have opened for us for 3 projects out of these. And once the technical evaluation is complete, which we expect by February end, the commercial or the bid, financial bid will be open. And the stated position of the client is that they would want to award it by March 2021.
So how many bidders have been technically qualified for these 4?
So the 3 bids which we have been technically qualified, the first bid is Warsaw, which is the smallest. There are 4 players who have bidded, which is Vespan along with EDAC. There is a company called DRN Infra. There is a company called GVPR Engineers. And there is another Mahalakshmi Infra with RDS. So there are 4 players. For the other 3, there are 3 players, which is Dharavi, Ghatkopar, and Worli. In addition to us, in Dharavi, there are Adani and Shapoorji Palanji. In Ghatkopar, in addition to us, there's Adani and GVPR. In Worli, there is, in addition to us, Larsen and Tobro and Shapoorji Palanji. So this is the kind of competition that we are seeing. And in this bid, there is a provision that one party can win no more than one contract. So each party will get only one contract and no more, because these are large value contracts. So client has stipulated that no party will get more than one contract.
Average size will be around 3,000 to 4,000 crores.
Yeah, approximately. So the values are ranging between some 1,600 to 4,000 crores. So the Warsaw is 1,600, and the balance are in the range of 3,000 to 4,000 crores.
And so the final question is on our oil and gas portfolio. By when can we see the first selling of crude or gas equivalent?
So the way things are, Nirav, in oil and gas is right now it is called Mumbai block is the exploration well. Based on that, we will conduct certain studies to establish the reserves, because we have the benefit of 2 wells which have been done by ONGC on the same channel that we are targeting. So based on that, we will arrive at the resources. Post that, we will give a field development plan, which will be approved by DGH. And once the field development plan is approved, we'll go ahead and execute, and then the first gas will be out. However, our intent is to try and see if we can get to sell RPI if there is right economic value given. Then we would want to first explore a possibility of selling this reserve to somebody else who has a larger interest in oil and gas than us.
Got it. But in case the PI doesn't happen, if that doesn't happen, can we see any revenue contribution in FY22?
No. The way the things will work out is it will take about four to six months to establish the reserves. It will take about 8 months thereafter for a key development plan to be developed, which will take another 3-4 months for approval, and then it will take about 1.5 to 2 years to actually execute the initial work of field development plan. So we are talking somewhere in the vicinity of 3 years before the first gas is out.
Got it, sir. Great. Thanks a lot, sir, and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to our participants, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and 1. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir, and congratulations for a good set of numbers given the challenging environment. So my question is on the Mumbai sewage treatment plant. I believe there are 4 to 5 packages. This is basically on design, build, operate basis. So there's no capital commitment from our side. Am I right in saying that? And why the competition is too low in this area, which is seemingly a very large order?
Yeah, good questions. First of all, yes, these are EPC contracts, so there will be no capital contribution on the project. Why the competition is so low? It is because these are very large volume sewage treatment plant. The technical qualification criteria is pretty steep because these are really technically challenging projects. Not very many people have those qualifications. And since these projects are also have a O&M phase, which is a long-term O&M phase, so a lot of people possibly do not have the wherewithal to continue with the projects for so long. That is the reason possibly the competition is low. However, getting three bids for such large contracts is, I think, a very good effort on the part of NCGM, because to my mind, in India, similar works have never happened. So this is, NCGM is one of the foremost or very prominent in managing this sewerage. For them to take this large value contracts and get the people to commit to such large value contracts for a long term is in itself a very big effort. So I think that's the reason. And they are mindful that only they want serious players. They don't want players who will bid for something and then continue to drag the project. They are mandated by the NGT and the laws of the court to deal with the sewage issue in the Mumbai. So they are mindful that they want competition. They want people who are not only going to take these orders, but also execute the orders in the earliest fashion. So that's what my take on it is. It's my personal take. It may not be what the take of others is, but this is my personal view.
Secondly, on this UP Namami Gange, you know, UP Water Sanitation Mission Project or Jal Jeevan Mission Project, so the timeline, I believe, is only 21 months to execute this project. Does it mean that we are looking at a very larger contribution for FY22? And is there any guidance we can give for FY22 EPC side?
So you're right.
That business, yeah.
You're right that these are going to be very quickly executed projects. So yes, it is going to contribute in FY22 and 23 in a large value on a water segment side. So the overall schedule for these projects is that once the villages are identified, we will create a DPR which we have to submit in within six. These will be submitted and approved within next 6 months. And thereafter, we have 18 months to complete the project. So in the next 24 months, all this turnover will be consummated for sure.
And so what is the kind of order which is still pending from the UP side to get finalized for FY22? And have they given any indication for, you know, doing for more projects in FY23 bidding out?
So as I said, this empanelment is for 2 years. So I don't foresee them to empanel new players for next 2 years. And the current situation is that out of the 70,000 villages that are being targeted by UP alone on this under the scheme, current orders cover about 22,000 odd villages. So there is going to be almost this current award represents only one third of the total award that they are going to go ahead and do this under this empanelment if they are to achieve what is their objective. So I expect substantial orders to come through going forward. However, this is a future-looking statement. I cannot be affirmative about it. But our expectation is that this will unfold a lot many orders going forward.
Understood, sir. Understood. Lastly, what is a BOT project which you're doing in Punjab, the Mukarba Chowk? Given this farmer strike, I believe this will be a force majeure, you know, event. So, have we approached NHAI for, you know, some kind of compensation, extension of concession, or is it too early right now?
So we have already notified NHAI of the force majeure. So those force majeures have been on behalf of the NGT ban as well as the farmer and other issues. So we are trying to protect the company from the from a perspective of time. In terms of the compensation, yes, the compensation will come in by the extension of tolling period and the construction period. So we expect that it will not be financially adverse to the company. We expect that the revenues will get rolled over to the next quarters and the tolling period will get extended equivalent.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir. Best of luck. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ajay Gupta from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning. Last quarter, you had given a guidance for the company to get orders worth approximately 5,000 crores for this financial year, which was post you taking over the 2,100 crore project. Want to know if you still continue with the guidance and what is it looking like?
Yes, we are continuing with the guidance.
You're continuing. And the other question is that it's a cause of concern with a lot of investors that we deal with, that in the last 1.5 years, the company has not been able to successfully even get a single new road project through the bidding process. Could you throw some light on it? Of, you know, there's been like at least almost close to 75 to 100 projects which have other companies have got L1, and there is not a single project that you've been able to qualify as L1 or get a new project through the bidding process. Could you please throw light what has been going wrong and what measures are you taking to rectify or to get orders, because otherwise it seems trouble.
So Ajay, good question, and I would want to address that. I don't think anything is going wrong. First of all, I want to correct it. It is, we are a prudent company. We do not want to create an order book wherein we are not protected on the top, bottom line for the project. So we're very, very prudent risk managers. We believe that we do not need to book orders to continue to churn the revenue. We are protected for almost 2 years of our revenue at this point in time. And we are confident with the orders that we believe we will get in this year, that we will be protected for almost 3 years of our revenue. Whether we get the orders through a bidding process or through inorganic does not change our equation. We are very mindful that we are becoming like a go-to company when people are not in a position to deliver what they have already won, and they do take a lot of substantial haircut and hit, and we get the contracts which we are happy with. So to me, I want to be very clear that to me, winning a bid is not necessary. For me, what is important is to keep the sales to order book ratio healthy, and whether I get it through a secondary acquisition or through I get through a bidding process, I'm agnostic to it.
Okay, thank you, sir. And the second question from my side, the next question is that, you know, Mr. Sandeep Garg had given a guidance of 4,000 of doubling turnovers 2 years back, 1.5 years back, when the stock was at like 200 rupees. And a lot of our investors bought into that story that the turnovers will double to 4,000 crores. It's been languishing, you know, growth is hardly 10%. When do you think the company will be able to do 100% growth jump like committed, like said on TV and on various other media platforms, or that is not reality now?
So I think, Ajay, Sandeep Garg this side, you're right. I gave that guidance depending upon the current forecast that we had. However, if you look at it, the HAM projects have seen a very intense competition. To give you an idea, most of the projects are right now going under the forecast of NHAI price. And there is no point in just generating the revenue with the bottom lines not keeping pace. As I said, we are a very prudent company. We believe that we have we are custodian of wealth of people. So we need to be mindful of the returns that we are going to give to the people that have invested into us.
But that should have also been kept in mind while giving that guidance, right? I mean, I'm sorry for...
No, I think you're absolutely right as a question.
You know, because investors have lost money from 200, the stock is languishing at some 80 rupees. And, you know, we as brokers or, you know, get the brunt of it. I'm sorry, but, you know... And going forward, where do you see next year?
Now, there's nothing to be sorry about it, firstly, Ajay. As an investor call, I think it's prudent to have those discussions, open discussions. So please do not feel sorry about it. And yes, as we say, all future related answers are based on the current forecast that we have. Now, if you ask for a forecast, then you need to be appreciative that if the circumstances will change, then we will, at the first possible opportune time, be able to address that it is not likely to be true. As I said very clearly, that my guidance of the last quarter itself will not stand because in light of the current challenging environment that we are seeing. So this is something that I would want to say to all my investors and the analysts, that if the future forecast is given, it is given based on the current information available of the market and of the competition. So if the environment changes, there is no method that we can continue with the guidance. Otherwise, we will not be nimble-feeted. If we just chase the order top line, we would have invested all our money and we would have been debt, and there would have been no profit margins at the bottom of it. So I want to be very capital allocation sensitive. So when we allocate capital, we are very sensitive that the capital has to yield a result. Otherwise, there's no point in just booking the order. And in the same light, as I said, I refuse to give a forecast for the FY21. And in the same light, I would request not to seek an guidance for FY22 until and unless there is a predictability which is available, which is a trying circumstance. We all know that nobody could have forecasted the kind of scenarios that we have seen, pandemic, the farmer agitation, lot of issues which have impacted us. So these are things which are not within the control of the management. The only thing that the management can do is keep you informed about this. I hope I've answered the question.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ketal, as an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Sir, good morning. Sir, mera ek query tha regarding railways ka jo private tha na, uske upar, means railways ke sir jo private train chalane ka tha, uske upar update kya hai? Mane, kab tak fructify hoga? Next, second question is, sir, आप जो बोल रहे हो कि we are very much sensitive, बहुत sensitive नहीं हो रहा है, too much protection, माने थोड़ा भी aggressiveness नहीं हो रहा है करके मुझे लग रहा है, sir.
धन्यवाद आपके सवाल का. Railway के बारे में जिस तरीके की RFP इस समय है, अगर वो RFP में कोई change नहीं होगा, तो हम उसको नहीं pursue करेंगे. ये हमारा डिसीजन है, क्योंकि वो उसमें रिस्क बहुत ज्यादा है और उस रिस्क को हम आज की तारीख में कंपनी में लेने के लिए सक्षम नहीं है. दूसरा इशू आपने रेज किया कि हम शायद एग्रेसिव नहीं हैं जितना आप एक्सपेक्ट करते हैं, तो मैं सिर्फ इतना कहना चाहूंगा, ये एक इंडस्ट्री है साहब, जिसमें अगर आप देखें तो पिछले डिकेड में जो 10 सबसे बड़ी कंपनी थी, उसमें से 8 कंपनी आज की तारीख में फाइनेंशियल डिस्ट्रेस में है. मैं नहीं चाहता हूं कि मैं इस कंपनी को भी उस रास्ते पे लेके जाऊं, तो अपने को फाइनेंशियल प्रूडेंस करनी ही पड़ेगी, क्योंकि ये एक बिजनेस है जिसमें नंबर्स बहुत जल्दी बढ़ते हैं लेकिन उतनी ही जल्दी नुकसान भी बढ़ते हैं. तो मेरा जो कहना है कि इसमें थोड़ा कॉशियस रहना ज्यादा जरूरी है, और अपने को ऑर्डर बुक कितना चाहिए, अपने को 2 times the current sales, 2.5 times the current sales, 3 times the current sales है, जो कि हम इस प्रूडेंस के साथ हमको कॉन्फिडेंस है कि हम ऑर्डर बुक बोल्ड कर सकते हैं, तो मेरे ख्याल में हमें उससे ज्यादा एग्रेसिव होने की जरूरत नहीं है।
ओके थैंक यू सर।
थैंक यू लेडीज एंड जेंटलमैन, दैट वुड बी द लास्ट क्वेश्चन फॉर टुडे। आई नाउ हैंड द कॉन्फ्रेंस ओवर टू द मैनेजमेंट फॉर देयर क्लोजिंग कमेंट्स। थैंक यू एंड ओवर टू यू।
Thank you everyone, and I really appreciate your participating in this investor call and you know, telling us your concerns as well. I would want to say that this has been an interesting quarter. We have dealt with the issues which hitherto we had not dealt with very effectively. I can assure you that the Welspun Enterprise will continue its journey of operational excellence on an approximate 12,000 crores worth of portfolio enrolled. We will remain focused on value unlocking through recycling of the capital. And I thank you for your questions, and if there are any further queries, you may please get in touch with our investor relationship team, who will be happy to respond to your questions. Thank you and good day.
Thank you.
Thank you.